everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where learning English is always fun. Now, growing up in a country where all of our needs are met, sometimes it can be difficult to believe that people around the world actually live in poverty. It might be difficult to imagine, but there are actually millions of people around the world who go to bed hungry every night. So here's a question. Can anything be done about this problem? Some people might even call it a crisis. Well, today, in our lesson titled Plan International, we are going to discuss how this organization, Plan International, is trying to promote the rights of children. We are going to discuss poverty in the world, Plan International's vision, and fighting for the rights of children. Well, I think we need to get started with today's reading.
Plan International, promoting the rights of children. About half the world's children live in poverty, and those in developing countries are most vulnerable to its effects. Poverty means constant hunger and being condemned early to a life of hard work. Common treatable diseases can kill due to a lack of medicine. Poverty can also be hard on a child's psychological, emotional, and spiritual development and well-being. Plan International, PLAN, is one of the largest charity organizations that protects and serves children. Operating in 51 countries in Africa, Asia, and the Americas, PLAN worked with 78 million children in over 90,000 communities in 2013.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这个文章的第一个重点，我们要来看 condemn 这个动词。condemn 在这里是指使陷入某种困境，例如 lack of proper education condemned the kids to jobs with low pay and low achievement。教育的缺乏使这些孩子陷入只有低薪又没有成就的工作可做的困境。condemn 也指宣判或判处。例如 the kidnappers were condemned to life in prison， 这些绑匪被判终身监禁。接着我们看的是 well-being 这个名词， well 是指好的或健康的，所以 well-being 是指健康幸福或者是生活安康。例如 parents are always concerned about their children's well-being no matter how old they are， 父母亲总是为自己儿女的幸福而担忧，不管儿女已经多大了。或者是 the well-being of patients is taken into consideration by the doctors when they prescribe their treatments. 医生们在开处方的时候也会考虑到病人的身心健康。
Hello everybody, my name is Gabe, and our lesson today is actually very important, and I love learning about this organization, Plan International.We read that they're all about promoting the rights of children. Rebecca, it's true, right? Everybody has certain rights.
Everyone has certain rights. But here's a question for you. What is the difference between a right and a privilege? Now, of course, a right is something that everybody deserves, like certain freedoms. But what is a privilege?
A privilege is something that you might need to earn.Now, some people confuse these things, right? You might think, oh, it's your right to do something, but really, it might be a privilege that you need to earn.
For example, you could say, you don't actually have a right to drive. It's a privilege. And if you don't use your driving privilege well, that privilege could be taken away from you.
That's a great example. Another example is, it's a privilege to have an allowance. I mean, your parents give it to you, but...It's probably better to earn some money for yourself to learn those skills. However, a right would be education. I think it's a right for children to be educated.
So what is Plan International all about? Let's take some time and watch a video about this organization.
Plan is at work helping children in need around the world. wherever they are and whatever their faith, race, or background. We're inclusive of every culture and religion. Plan's been helping children since 1937. As one of the most respected child sponsorship organizations in the world, working in more than 60 countries worldwide, you can count on Plan to make sure your dollars get directly to where they count. Founded as Foster Parents Plan, and now known simply as Plan USA, our focus remains on the children, providing their families and communities with the basic tools they need for lasting change. Plan USA will help provide access to clean water, education, housing, and medical care, things that will improve a child's life and help give them a better future.
Okay, well, that was just a little glimpse of what Plan International does. They do so much for people, especially children who are living in poverty and don't experience a lot of the privileges that a lot of the world has. So we continue here. About half the world's children live in poverty. Let's take a look at that little phrase, to live in. What does that mean?
Well, this just means, or refers to, the state or condition of how somebody lives. So here we're talking about how children live in poverty, but sometimes there are other ways that people can live as well.
That's exactly right. Now, poverty is an uncountable noun, okay? So there are other words like this that you can use. For example, a couple of years ago, there were some miners in Chile who got stuck underground, and they lived in darkness for a couple of weeks. I think it might have been a couple of months. They lived in darkness.
Wow. I don't think that I could live in darkness. I need my sunlight. So what does poverty mean? Well, our lesson says, poverty means constant hunger and being condemned early to a life of hard work.
That's right. So now there are different people who are living in poverty around the world. Now, this raises an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
What is poverty? I mean, there are different kinds of poverty. Maybe you look at a picture like this and you see the expression on their face and you think, okay, well, maybe they're poor. Maybe they have less money. They're not happy about life. But really, you can have a lot of money and mm-hmm. be in spiritual poverty. Maybe you're not happy because you're lacking more important things.
Gabe, you bring up a very good point. Well, continuing on with our lesson, common treatable diseases can kill due to lack of medicine. Poverty can also be hard on a child's psychological, emotional, and spiritual development. Now, there's a phrase that I usually think of when I see the word hard on, and that is to be hard on someone or something. What exactly does that mean?
This means something makes someone's situation very difficult. Maybe it's very difficult to live in that situation. Maybe you experience a lot more pressure and stress than most other people do in that situation. Okay, so poverty is also hard on a child's psychological, emotional, and spiritual development. You can use this word to be hard on in other ways, though, right?
Definitely. You could say, he asked the teacher not to be so hard on the student, even though the student turned his homework in late.
Okay, so maybe the student deserved to be punished, mm-hmm. but the teacher shouldn't be so hard on that student. She shouldn't yell at him for so long. Maybe she should be a little nicer to the student. Okay, don't be so hard on that person. Okay, so these things, poverty can be hard on a child's psychological, emotional, and spiritual development and well-being.
Let's jump down a couple of sentences. We read, operating in 51 countries in Africa, Asia, and the Americas, Plan worked with 78 million children in over 90,000 communities in 2013. So here's a question for you. What are round numbers? What exactly does that mean? Well, the guys in the InfoCloud have something to say.
There's a recent newspaper article about a troubled Japanese newspaper. The reporter wrote, since August, the Asahi Daily circulation has dropped by 230,797 to about 7 million. Notice anything strange about that?
Yes, I do. The first number is exact, while the second number
is a round number.
Exactly. Well, what are round numbers and why should we use them?
Okay, round numbers end in zeros or with words like hundred, thousand, million, and billion. We use them when the exact number is unknown or when the exact number is constantly changing.
But the best reason to use them, I think, is the ease of reading.
I agree. Round numbers make calculations and storytelling smoother. In contrast, exact numbers create clutter and slow the reader down. In the Japanese newspaper story that you just read, Ken, the reporter, I think, should have just rounded the number to 230,000. Giving the exact number was pointless as well as distracting.
What's worse, there was an exact number and a round number in the same sentence. Not exactly consistent.
Right. Of course, if you're writing about something that absolutely requires an exact number, give it to us. But most of the time, just give us the round number.
我们写文章的时候往往会用到数字，使用数字时我们面临一个抉择，到底该用 exact number 精准的数字还是 round number 整数。精准当然很好，但是呢也很累赘，读者往往也不在乎数字后面的这个尾数。 round number 的好处是可以省略不必要的细节，一个整数呢也可以让读者读得很顺，比如说23,797这个数字可以简单的用 more than 230,000 来表达，若是还不到23万，我们可以用 nearly 230,000。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次请专见。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. Well, of course, it is also the place where learning English is always fun. Earlier in our lesson, we learned that about half the world's children live in poverty. That is very unfortunate. However, Plan International is trying to do something about it. Let's continue with our reading to find out exactly what this organization is doing.
Plan International. The versatile organization continues to make lasting improvements to protect children and fix problems caused by poverty. Health. Plan believes children have a right to a healthy life. To that end, they work with communities to fight disease and boost nutrition for both mothers and babies. In Nepal, they started pregnant women's groups to help the women prepare for safe birth and care for their babies. The program has resulted in a 50% drop in newborn deaths in some districts.
OK， 接下来我们要来看的是 versatile 这个形容词， V-E-R-S 这个字根有转动的意思，所以 versatile 是指多功能的、多面向的或者是多方面的。例如 The school's versatile curriculum attracts many students from all over the world， 这个学校多面向的课程吸引世界各地的学生来就学。 versatile 也指多才多艺的，例如 The girl's a versatile entertainer who can actSing, dance, and play the drums. 这个女孩是位多才多艺的艺人，会演戏、唱歌、跳舞，还会打鼓。所以我们看的是 nutrition 这个不可数名词。Nutrition 是指营养，例如 plants absorb water and nutrition from the soil. 植物从土壤中吸收水分以及营养，或者是 good nutrition is essential for children's growth. 丰富的营养对儿童的成长非常重要。它的形容词是 nutritious， N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-U-S。 例如 Mom's food is not only nutritious but also tasty， 妈妈的菜不但有营养而且又非常好吃。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're in the middle of a paragraph, and you see that word bank word, versatile. We're starting with that sentence. The versatile organization continues to make lasting improvements to protect children. Okay, let's take a look at this word, lasting. What does that mean?
Well, this just means that something continues or lasts for a very long time. Now, oftentimes, when I think of the word lasting, I think of lasting impressions and, of course, teachers. So, Gabe, have you had any teachers that have left a lasting impression on you?
Actually, yeah, I think most of us have maybe a favorite teacher from elementary school, right? Mrs. Burke, my fifth grade teacher, made a lasting impression on me. She was very nice, and I learned a lot from her. Well, of course, if you become a leader of some kind, then you want to make a lasting change. We hope that we can make a lasting change in people's lives, too.
Exactly. Well, Plan International is definitely making some lasting improvements to protect children and fix problems caused by poverty. So, Gabe, here's another question. What is a world problem you would like to help solve?
Well, I think that a lot of people could benefit from better education. Actually, that is such a good question. We took some time to ask some people, and that's what today's SB Challenge is all about. Let's enjoy that now.
What is one world problem that you would like to help solve?
I wish there can be fewer scooters.
Oh?
Because there could be less air pollution.
He's got a good point.
What's the smell?
It's not my scooter. I'm not driving it right now.
I think the world problem I'd like to solve is the lack of education. 教育.
One big problem is the world needs more super sentences, and somebody needs my help.
World problem? I would like to end poverty.
End poverty. That is an important one.
To solve a world problem? That serious?
Well, yeah, there are many world problems.
Maybe orphan?
Oh, orphans. You want to take care of children who have no parents.
Yes, I want to build more orphanage.
I could see you doing that. She loves children. Thanks for joining us for the SC Challenge. And are you up for the SC Challenge?
Although we just had fun in the SC Challenge, poverty is definitely something that we don't want to take lightly. Well, let's see what else we can learn in our lesson. We read, Plan believes children have a right to a healthy life. To that end, they work with communities to fight disease and boost nutrition for both mothers and babies. Now, we actually want to talk about this phrase, to that end. What exactly does this mean?
Well, to that end basically means with that purpose in mind. So their purpose is for people to have a healthy life. To that end, they do these things. Let's use this phrase in another way. Well, for example, here at Studio Classroom, we want you to be able to understand these lessons. And to that end, we explain all of these words and phrases.
That's a great example. You could also say that he was aiming to get to join the swim team. To that end, he started going to swim practice every single evening.
Okay, so what is your purpose for doing something? Maybe you can use this phrase as well. Actually, Liz would like to explain it a little more later in the closer look. Right now, first, let's take a look at this other word, boost. Okay, we read that they work with communities to fight disease and boost nutrition. Okay, so what does it mean to boost something?
Well, if you're boosting something, that just means you're increasing something. For example, you could say certain people like to boost participation in the program to save trees. So they're trying to increase participation in saving the trees.
All right, they want more numbers, more people helping out. I often think of boosting someone's self-esteem. Maybe someone needs more confidence. They're very depressed, and you could do something nice to boost their self-esteem. Well, right now, let's take a closer look at this phrase, to that end, with Liz.
How How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. To that end, they work with communities to fight disease and boost nutrition for both mothers and babies. Notice the word end. Normally, we use end to talk about what is last or final, like at the end of the story, everyone lived happily ever after. But in the case of today's sentence, end means purpose. In other words, the writer is talking about how this organization, Plan International, is trying to achieve a certain purpose by working with communities to fight disease and boost nutrition for both mothers and babies. Using end to mean purpose is most often in formal situations. For example, if you're not sure why someone is doing something and you want to ask them the purpose or reason, you can ask them, I see you're doing all this work, but to what end? Or if you want to talk about how ambitious somebody is and that that person is willing to do anything to accomplish her goals, then you can say, she is very ambitious and will stop at nothing to achieve her ends. And that's it for today. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Liz. Well, it's time to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary. We're taking a look today at one of the largest charity organizations that protects and serves children, Plan International. Did you know that about half of the world's children live in poverty, which means constant hunger and being condemned early to a life of hard work? Even common diseases kill because there's no medicine. And this is in addition to a child's psychological, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Plan is trying to help these situations. It operates in 50 countries in Africa, Asia, and the Americas. For example, in 2013, Plan worked with 78 million, that's right, million children to make lasting improvements to protect children and help fix problems that poverty causes. The organization feels that children have a right to a healthy life, so they work to fight disease and increase the nutrition of mothers and babies. In Nepal, they began groups for pregnant women to help them prepare for safe births and care for their babies. The result? A 50% drop in the deaths of newborns in some areas. I'd say that's a pretty good result. Thank you, Linda. Well, today we learned all kinds of wonderful words and phrases, and make sure you review your reading from today and practice those words and phrases.
That's right. That will help you so that you can remember how to use those words and phrases. And, of course, come back next time because we have more to learn about Plan International, this amazing organization. We'll see you then.